Hi everyone, it's Sierra here and you're listening to the College Podcast. Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode and also a new year. It is 2022, so welcome to the new year. I hope you all are doing well. I know it's been a while since I've put an episode out, but I'm really excited to get back into it and really share what I have been going through and kind of my times. So yes, the title of this podcast is Learning to Never Settle. So I feel like settling is in our choices, whether it's a college, personal decisions, work, or relationships. You have to make decisions and it's kind of hard not to settle for at least something. And I got this idea from a friend of mine, actually. I go to her for, I know she's listening to this right now. Love you so much. Thank you for listening. But I feel like something she always like reminds me is like, well, Sierra, I feel like you're kind of settling. I feel like that's something she says a bit to me. And so I kind of want to talk about the practice of not settling and how this relates to our lives in college. So yeah, to kind of put that into where I am right now, I'm currently on winter break. I finished my first semester of college and I will be starting my second semester of college in the middle of January. So I've kind of been given some time to reflect over this past semester and think about what I want to keep the same and what I want to change for next semester. And then also kind of for my next 3.5 years, which I think is really common for college students to kind of take a break and realize what they did right, what they did wrong, and how you want to improve and what you want to keep continuing. So that is where I'm at right now in life. And so I've been left with some choices to make, like whether I want to work in school or not. This past semester, I chose not to work, clearly, because I haven't uploaded a podcast, and that really wasn't planned. I did upload a few podcasts, but I felt like my heart just wasn't in it, and I was really just trying to figure out school, because school is a lot more time consuming, and also just figure out living on my own, because in a dorm you don't ever leave school, and I think that was really stressful for me, just to feel like I can always work and that's fine. But I also, you know, met some really good friends and I got to spend time with them and just really focus on where I am at school. And I think a little bit of that connects to a monetary element as well. So essentially, something I was kind of thinking about when I had made the decision to not really podcast that much over a first semester, and that was because first of all, I hadn't gotten grades yet for first semester, so I'm really happy with how my first semester ended, but you don't really know how your grades are, how you're doing until after the semester's over. So I was kind of thinking, like, I'm spending a bit of money on tuition, I'm spending a bit of money on room and board, and that is all to do school. So my first priority should be school, which is right. But then also, I noticed too that I'm a person who really likes to work or really likes to have a project as well. School is really great and I love it, but I also need some other things in the works to feel really satisfied. So I found myself wanting to do other things, or although I was doing school for, you know, my work, I wanted to be working towards something else, which is something I've decided on. And, you know, so then it's kind of, this relates to the topic today, but it's kind of like, do I want to get a part-time job while I'm on campus, or do I want to work on this podcast thing? Which this podcast is not 100% guaranteed to be successful or to make money or something that I could support myself off of. But I think it is definitely worth a chance. So this is what I'm doing right now, is one of my choices of practicing not to settle, because although right now it's winter break, so I'm working, but I'm also not in school, so it's fine. But for next semester, choosing to make this podcast my job instead of doing a part-time job was a little bit of a tough decision for me to make, because part-time job, I get a paycheck every 2 weeks and that I can just put into my savings. But here, you know, I don't get a paycheck every 2 weeks, but hopefully in the future, if I keep at it, I will be able to. And this is how I can support myself through college. So essentially, as I'm looking over past steps I have taken and then deciding what I should do moving forward, I feel as if I'm presented with an easy option and then a more difficult one. And then my life seems to be cultivated as kind of a mediation between the two. So here I'm going to go over some of the decisions that I've made in the past that have resulted in success, and then also some that have resulted in failure, and the decisions I am choosing to make going forward. And this will all relate to more of the college and student realm, but I think everyone can get some takeaways from this. So yes, let's jump right in. All right, so the first decision I kind of want to speak to, and it's something that I figured out a little bit for this year, and then also something that will I have to kind of redecide each year, and that's whether I want to live on campus or not. So I'm an in-state student, and I'm about 30 minutes from campus. You know, I like do live in Minnesota, so it's cold and snow is definitely a factor for driving. But so when I was kind of weighing out the decision, there's a few factors I had in mind. Like, I was thinking about cost. I was thinking about like having a life, like whether I'd have a social life or not, whether I want to have a part-time job because I could just work at the job I'm currently working at if I lived at home. And then also just like what my day-to-day life would look like if I lived in an apartment on campus or if I lived at home. So I feel like the debt element or the cost of living on your own is kind of the daunting factor. So essentially, just to kind of go over some like numbers, living on campus in a dorm costs about $10,000 a year. And that's for about 8 months. And then they feed you for 8 months. And then for an apartment, and then kind of calculating like a grocery budget of like $50 a week. So my apartment situation is going to be rather frugal, but I'm going to kind of say it for someone who isn't doubling up in rooms, because that's an option too for some apartments, just kind of like some advice. If you can double, if your apartment complex allows you to double up in a room, do it, because it is a lot cheaper. But basically, if you have a grocery budget of $50 a week and then also have an apartment, that's like a reasonably priced, I'm not saying like a fancy, super fancy apartment. I mean, kind of like a middle of the road apartment with some roommates and everything. If you sublease, then it'll be about $7,000, $8,000. And then staying for the rest of the summer, again, I'm giving like really generic numbers just because like this is just from what I've seen kind of from like apartment hunting. If you stay all year, it's going to be about $10,000 to $12,000, which is a lot of money, especially when you're starting out in college and you're not making much. And you're taking this all out on loans. I mean, I know some people are fortunate and their parents kind of take on that burden, but I know there are quite a few people where that is not the case. So I'm going to kind of go through my decision-making process on this, because at first I was like really fearful. I was like, this is so much debt and I think I'm just going to live at home and kind of just figure it out and save that money. And I don't care if I'm driving in the snow. I don't care about these things. Like, I should just save the money. And then kind of once the emotions settled down a little bit and the freak out kind of ended, I was like, well, let's wait. So I calculated how much my costs would be throughout kind of the entire year and everything. And I was thinking more about like weighing the pros and the cons. I'm like, okay, well, why am I here? Why am I on campus? And I'm like, well, that's to get an education. So I'm like, what do I need to do to get the most out of my education? Well, I need to dedicate a lot of time and really study and really focus on school. Well, okay, how do I do that? Do I do that best being at home? And I do, in my household situation, I do have quite a bit of home responsibilities. Or can I better do this in an apartment where I pretty much just take care of my room, take care of some space, go to get groceries every once in a while, but really not have that much stuff to do, not have like a whole house to kind of clean and take care of. And I'm like, well, I think it would be better. I would be able to focus more on school if I lived on campus. So I'm first putting down quite a bit of a financial investment into that. And then also I then cannot work at my part-time job close to home by living on campus. So I calculated the amount of money I can make there and I was like, okay, well, you know, it's money and I would still be saying goodbye to that. But then also I'd be then putting time, more time in away from school. So really I was kind of focusing on the time element, which it's really, really hard to weigh in time and money, especially when, because, you know, personally I'm becoming a skilled individual, but based on where our society is today, I don't have that degree, so I'm not really considered a skilled worker. So therefore, my time isn't worth as much. And that's definitely reflected in like wages with like part-time jobs. But then I need to just kind of remember that in 4 years, my time will be worth a lot more. So yes, I'm putting down a larger investment up front, but that will help my future more than staying home and commuting to campus. So, but it was a really, really hard decision to make. And I spent times talking to friends. I know I talked to my sister a bit about it and just a lot of like staring at a piece of paper and kind of working out different numbers and writing down my thoughts and, you know, going for a walk and thinking about it. I know a lot of my, like, I run on the elliptical a bit, and a bit of my elliptical thinking recently has been like, okay, what am I doing about this living thing? And there are other options too. Like, I know my school, they have like a CA or an RA, and that's essentially like a person that kind of watches the dorm floor. And I could be that too. I could have applied for that, which is not guaranteed. But then I'm also thinking too that there adds another element. Well, then, you know, I'm kind of living dorm life throughout, and that also takes time away from school. And, you know, you're living with freshmen, which like is totally fine, but there's just a different focus there. And personally, like, I really like the dorm, but I knew I didn't want to live in a dorm for my second year just because you never leave school. And I think that was one of my biggest problems with first semesters. I felt like I was never fully done with school. So to kind of bring it back to that element of settling and how this connects is, there was kind of a part where I'm like, you know what, figuring this out is too stressful. I'm just going to live at home and kind of just be fine with how things are. Because when you live on your own, you really get to decide how you want to run things and who you want to be. But then at home, you know, your parents decide how things are run. And I'm like, okay, well, that's another element too. I have to kind of adhere to what my parents, you know, my parents' lifestyle, where at school I have my own lifestyle and I do things my own way. If I don't want to do my dishes for a week, I don't do my dishes for a week. And if I want to do them every night, I do them every night. I get up whenever, you know, I do things at all in my time. And I think, especially like now over winter break, I'm realizing like, oh, wait, like, you know, there are certain things that I can't do or I don't have as much freedom at home, which, I mean, I think anyone who's moved out in college has experienced that. But yeah, so there was a point where I was like, you know what, this is just too much. This is too stressful. I'm just going to kind of throw in the towel. I'm going to live at home. I'll just drive into campus, kind of say goodbye to my social life a bit. You know, just try to figure it out and kind of adhere to more like what my parents want my lifestyle to be. And then also just maybe work at the salon because I can. And kind of make school like a job that I go to and leave and everything like that. And then kind of in thinking that, I'm like, you know what? Just because that might be less hoops to jump, like to jump through, because it's easier on living at home, but you know, and it's more cost effective too. But I was like, I think I'm gonna try to figure this apartment thing out on my own. I have friends who are helping me and their families are helping me, but just to kind of figure out, because I've never rented a place before. So I'm taking time, which is also valuable, to figure out how an apartment works and to figure out how to really live on my own and get my own place. So there was a moment where things are really hard. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to live at home. I give up. And then I took a step back, and I said to myself, like, okay, living at home is kind of like settling. And although like the thought of debt is really overwhelming and the thought of figuring all this apartment stuff out is really overwhelming, I know I can do it because I can do really anything. And so I decided to start the journey. And I think something that's really freeing in kind of saying or thinking to my or just thinking to yourself, like, I know this is going to be hard, but I'm going to make it work. That kind of opens the door for planning in the best way you can. So then I spoke to some resources on campus of how to do this most efficiently. I've read up on videos. I've crunched a ton of numbers. I've talked to friends. I've just really used my resources and really went on my own to try to figure out how to live on my own in the best way possible, both like emotionally, socially, and then financially. Because all of those elements to me now, which has been kind of hard because I think I grew up in, I was socialized in a way where finances kind of rule overall, but I'm learning like, no, like it's okay to take out loans, to do stuff that helps you academically, helps you with your friends, helps you like just emotionally, because you can figure out your own schedule and do things your own way, which is, I think, really good for like a young adult, because young adult needs to figure out who they are and how can you figure out who you are if you're not really allowed to or have kind of that freedom or that space to. So I think kind of some like a takeaway from that is that once you fully make the decision to pick the harder route or the more complicated route, you're able to, you're able to make a better decision and you're able to put your focus into how to make this work, how to get creative, how to get crafty. And I'm just taking a moment to put this into better words. So once you acknowledge that the decision you made is a difficult one or that there is going to be more work involved and more independence involved, you can then really look at it through a rational process and understand the steps you need to take to get there. You know, I think there's importance in just saying like, okay, I know I need to do this because it's the best for me, but it's going to be hard and I'm on my own, but I have resources and I'm going to make a plan to figure out how I'm going to do this in the most efficient way possible. And efficiency meaning like time-wise, monetarily, and then like social, emotional too. So yeah, I think that's a cool takeaway that relates to like anything. So in thinking about elements or decisions in my past that are currently affecting my future, I went back and thought about coursework in high school. So in America, we have like something called AP classes, which is essentially a class that you take throughout the year that covers a semester's worth of a class in college. So if you take AP psychology, you have psychology 2 semesters and it's a college level class. It's just kind of slowed down. So in my school, they offered quite a few APs, not as much as other schools because we had a really small school, but it was typical to take AP classes junior and senior year. So junior and senior year, I was doing a lot of extracurriculars that were very, very time consuming and then also working part-time and in high school. So I decided to, I took one AP class. I took AP World History junior year. And then senior year, I took AP German, which you actually don't get credit for at the school I went to. But then I also took a college, it's called like CIS, College and Schools class, which I ended up getting 3 credits for that. So it kind of all balanced out. So essentially, like, I did the work for about 2 APs in senior year, but I really only got college credit for like 2 classes between my junior and senior year. So in that, because a lot of kind of the more, I don't want to say like generals, because like you don't really do generals anymore, but kind of like liberal education requirements, and then also just the starting out classes for my major or the college I'm in, I could have gotten done in high school. And so I was thinking to myself, like, there was a moment where my friends like had all these classes done. I'm like, ugh, I wish I had done more APs in high school because I wouldn't have to be doing this class now. And then that kind of made me think, like, well, then if I was taking more APs, I probably wouldn't have worked as much or wouldn't have had the savings account that I have now, which is now helping me through school, or I probably wouldn't have done as well as extracurriculars, which I think really helped me get into the school I'm in and really helped me in like businesses I'm working on now. But it just kind of made me think, like, shoot, did I miss out on this? Or because now I could be taking more complicated or more complex classes instead of doing more of these kind of primary 1,000 level classes. So I don't know. I don't want to be like, this is a failure, because it was a trade-off, but I don't really know if I picked the best trade-off, because there are some classes where I'm like, yes, I really enjoyed it, like psychology, but instead of taking psychology, I could have gotten another class done if I would have taken AP psychology in high school. It just made me think, like, what was I really valuing in high school? Was I valuing work? I really think so. Was I valuing extracurriculars? Yes. But how much was I valuing school? And I do have to like give myself some credit. Like, no one sat down with me and was like, you need to take X amount of APs. Because I was just kind of taking some to really get a feel for college, but not to stack up college credit. Although I kind of wish I did, because I think I was ready for it, like on a difficulty level. And then also it would be helping me out now. So I kind of had a moment where I'm like, I could be getting more out of my education if I put more work or took more APs in high school. So I don't want to say I regret it, because I made money and I also learned a lot from extracurriculars, but it just kind of makes me think sometimes, like, what were my priorities? Or did I make the most efficient decision, I'll say, kind of bringing it back to econ class. Like, did I make the most efficient decision? And I think that's kind of relates to how I'm looking at living on campus now, where, yeah, sure, I made a couple extra bucks in high school working, but then that's now kind of affecting what I can get out of my education now. So yeah, I think that's why I'm a little bit more adamant on living on campus, because I want to truly get the most out of my education. So the last decision I want to speak on is deciding my major or what field I want to go into. So I knew all along, pretty much since like, I don't know, I was thinking about this. I think pretty much since freshman year of high school that I wanted to go into business, but there's a lot of options of what I want to do when I go into business. So I had kind of a few ideas. Number one is like, my dream is to be an entrepreneur. I feel like ever since I was, I think in second grade, maybe first grade, I've always had kind of some business up and running. At first I like sold bracelets at like a local store, and then, you know, if I had like a lemonade stand, it was like the best lemonade stand, and we sold a million other things besides lemonade. And yeah, so I've always kind of been an entrepreneur at heart. And so I know eventually I want to go down the entrepreneurial path, and technically this podcast is kind of the entrepreneurial path I'm going down right now. But so at my school, there is a major called entrepreneurial management. So it's essentially management, kind of teaching management through an entrepreneurial lens. And that's kind of, so at my college, you don't need to declare, or they don't have you declare your major until the end of your sophomore year. So I have a little bit of time, and they set it up so you can really dabble in everything and then choose. But, you know, I can't, like, being an entrepreneur, you're starting your own business, or you're, you know, finding solutions using products or services in our market. So you can't really, like, apply to be an entrepreneur. There's more risks involved. So I knew I wanted to major in entrepreneurial management, but that's definitely a risk that I'm taking. So I haven't even made up my mind yet. So this is definitely, like, my future decision. And on the other decisions I was talking about, it's stuff that's in the past that can't really be done, or the present. So now we're kind of in the future where I honestly don't really know what to do. I know I have a lot of interest in finance. So I think whether I pursue that through internships or take some financial classes or just kind of read up on it, I think I'll probably do all three of those things. But I'm kind of still deciding what exactly I want to do, or what I want to major in, or what I want to minor in college. Part of me is like, well, you should make the most out of your education, so you should double major, which is an option for me. But then I'm also thinking, am I doing this just because I'm afraid of, like, the risk of simply getting an entrepreneurial management degree, or do I really want this skill as well? And I have to decide, like, you know, if I'm paying this much money to go to a school, is it wise to make sure I'm 100% competitive, or is it simply just to recognize my goal and then do what it takes to get there? So yeah, that's kind of the decision I'm trying to make right now. I have a lot of interest in economics. I've taken microeconomics, and I will be taking macroeconomics in the spring, and I love it so much. I think that was definitely one of my favorite classes. So whether I use that to study supply chain, or, you know, because economics can really be seen in everything. And, like, obviously entrepreneurial management will, or being an entrepreneur and starting your own company involves economics so much. But then it's like, you know, I have to kind of take my own advice here, where the episode's called, like, Learning to Never Settle, where there was a time, you know, and you're going to change your mind a million times throughout college, but there was a time where I'm like, do I just kind of throw away this entrepreneurial management idea and maybe just do, like, finance, supply chain, and economics, and just really have a really solid foundation, and I can get a job and I'll be okay. But then I'm like, wait, then I'm not really fulfilling, like, my goals or what I came to school for. Because to be quite honest, I was rather naive in my thinking. I think I was like, okay, I got into a business school, so I'm just going to walk in there and they're going to really show me the way, and they're going to give me all these books to read, and they're going to be like, here is how to be an entrepreneur. But no, it's not that simple. And it's a 4-year process. So it'll take 4 years to learn and become a skilled worker. But yeah, I think so when I got to, like, taking management or taking econ, I'm like, oh, so, like, they teach me these principles, but then I really have to use my own creativity to apply them. And I think that was a little bit of a shocker, and kind of sent me for a little bit of, like, a crisis where I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? But yeah, so I think, just kind of in speaking out loud, like, I definitely don't want to give up on my entrepreneurial dream. And to kind of speak more to that, I think college, like, if kind of, it's really easy to get lost in the finances of it. Just in what I was deciding, like, living, I was kind of getting lost in the finance aspect. And I think even deciding my major, it is where I think it's a time where you see these numbers, you really want to play it safe, but then it's like, why? If I was playing it safe, I wouldn't have spent this much money to get a degree anyways. So you need to take risks, and taking out a loan is a risk. So yeah, it's really a layer of finances. It's a layer of using your time most efficiently. And then also just making sure that you are doing what you set out to do. So it's those three things that I think are really important, and that I'm kind of trying to figure out how to apply that to my life. And I think that's really what everyone in college is trying to do. So whether you value time more, whether you value finances more, or your dream goal more, is important. And some people, you know, you can do all three. I really hope I can. But, you know, some people's dreams are a little less risky. And this might just be a little bit more of like the entrepreneur in me, where I'm comfortable in some risks. And I think it's from that element where it's like, I don't want to ever settle. And I think if I was getting a degree or kind of threw away my entrepreneurial management idea or that major, that would be me settling, or me being like giving up on something that I really wanted, just because I went to business school and, or I'm going into business school, and they, I haven't gotten the entrepreneurial book, you know, entrepreneurship 101. I haven't gotten that yet. But yeah, hopefully when I take, it'll be interesting to see how this podcast kind of all lines up. And I'm excited to kind of listen to this later and be like, oh my gosh, Sierra, you were so worried about nothing. I'm excited for those times. But, and I think that's why this podcast is important, because I know I'm not alone in this thinking. And I think that if other people can hear my thought process or hear what I am, what my dilemmas are, I think that will help other people, because this is stuff that I think about when I'm like doing the dishes or running or just random things. And hopefully, like, and I know I'm not alone in that. So hopefully when you listen to this, there's some takeaways that can help you. Cause if there was, you know, cause in creating this podcast, I was looking around and I noticed that there was no other podcasts about people speaking about college. Cause I was just trying to learn more about college, cause I was going there, and, you can only really get advice from adults, but then adults are like, well, I don't know if it's like this now. And it's like, well, it's, I'm in the now, so I need to know how it is now. So that's what this podcast is really about. I try not to like give advice, but hopefully if there's any takeaways that will help you in applying this to your life, that's really what it is all about. So yeah, kind of to wrap things up, being okay with risk and practicing really trying to never settle, I think are really important. And I think those are kind of the fundamentals of college, because you're taking out a loan, you're putting down an investment, which is a risk, with the hopes that you'll get a return on your investment. And I think if you kind of veer from that path, like, yes, like there's one way to look at it where it's like, okay, well, I'm just being creative, which is great. But then you kind of have to make sure that anytime you're veering off that path, it's strictly for creativity, to coming up with creative ways to get back on that path instead of getting off that path and settling there. So yes, if that's quite the metaphor. So if college was a road, are you taking a pit stop to collect your thoughts and get creative of how to get back on the road or how to fill up that tank of gas? Or are you just going to make that pit stop your home and stay at that place forever? Hopefully that makes sense. Yeah, I try to keep my weird metaphors to myself, but I guess I decided to share that one. So yes, but welcome to 2022. I am so excited to be spending the start of this year with you all. And yes, I'm so excited to see where my decisions land me and kind of get the conversation going of where our decisions take us. So yes, please rate this podcast or subscribe. I know I was looking at some of the stats, and there are quite a few different platforms that people listen to this podcast on. So whatever you can do on your platform to increase engagement is much, much appreciated, whether that's rating it, liking, favoring it, subscribing. Those are kind of the main ways. Please do, because that helps me out and we can spread the word about this podcast. So thank you so much. Wish you all a great start to your year, your week, your day, your morning, your afternoon, your night. Okay. See you later. Bye.